So, it's me, Zach, back. And, so Josh wasn't here today, so I'm probably gonna be struggling because my IQ is lower than my belt size. He's in the bathroom right now, so, he'll be back soon. But, so, I wanna bring you graphs. And graphs are a part of science just to tell. I can't exactly remember, but, graphs in science can be distance, speed versus time, distance and time. So, a graph is a visual representation of a relationship between two variables, basically like an ordered pair. The graphs make it easy to identify trends and data that we now have collected. So this time I am using a site for this one. It is www.matrix.edu.au. So, and to, so what are scientific graphs? A graph is a visual representation of a relationship between two variables, X, otherwise the independent variable, and the Y, the dependent variable. So, as I said before, basically like an ordered pair, and Josh just got back, luckily, but the graphs make it easy to identify trends and data that we have collected. I am so sorry if I sound a little bit different or saying things words wrong. I have a cold. So is Josh. He's to my left. He just came back. An example of a correctly drawn graph would... I don't know how I could show you. The one that I'm looking at is a straight. So if it's a distance versus time graph. So here, let's just go to this. How to draw a scientific graph. Identify the variables. Place your independent variable on the x-axis of your graph and your dependent variable on the y. So basically 2, 5, whatever. Determine the variable range. Subtract the lowest value from the highest data value. And that's basically like determining the variable range. But common mistakes are missing labels for the axes, missing descriptive title, elaborating. Extrapolating the line is not drawn using a dot line. So I'm using matrix.edu.au, so if I'm doing anything wrong. I don't know how I could show you pictures, though, because basically if it's a speed versus time and it's going straight across the graph, forgetting words left, right, and center. When that happens, it's at a consistent speed. And if you want to tell how fast something is in a certain amount of time, go to the bottom one, or the x-axis, try and find that number, like 15 seconds, go up to where the line is at, and I'll tell you, so like the one that I'm looking at, at 30, it has gone. So, I'm looking at this one right here. So, at 40, it has gone 0.60 meters. It's not a very good, one. I'm really struggling without Josh here, so please don't hate on me. Josh just got back. So,
time graph, it basically shows how far you can go when you can have consistent speed or when you stop or something. And it shows how far you go with your speed of how you got there.
As you can see, Josh is a lifesaver for me. I would not have my 97.1 grade if it wasn't for him.
Yes. He does have an IQ of 105 to 120.
Yet I don't know. To me, my IQ is lower than my belt size. So let's just keep it at that.
Yeah, let's just keep it. Is belt size 105?
No, I am not that fat. My belt size is not 105. Okay, that's the first laugh and the first actual correct thing that we've said the whole entire time. So, a line on a distance time graph that's horizontal is constant speed as long as it's going straight, no curves at all. On a speed, on a distance versus time graph, it's like a line, like the speed versus time, constant speed, it's a rest. So you stopped.
Yeah. So I'm gonna say we can wrap this video up right now.
Yeah. We're kind of running out of topics to go on to, but still, the gaming channel will be out soon.